Medical Director of Internal Medicine, Dr. Jacob Merman. How are you, sir?
Hi, Tom. This sounds so important, Medical Director. That's great.
Big shot, Dr. Merman. Big shot.
I'm telling you. How's life?
I'm telling you. Life is good. Life is really good, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, the weather's good, nice. Just about me, lifemedical.us. We are integrative medicine clinic, and we do a lot of certifications for cannabis, although that's not the only thing we do. So if anybody has any questions, just go on the website and send me an email. I always answer, or call. It's 952-933-8900. This time I wanted to give some updates on what's going on in the state.
Love it.
Yeah, there's some interesting things happening, pretty good. There was a hearing on 1st of March. There were two bills proposed. There was a hearing in the Health Committee. And now one of them was to allow unprocessed flour, and the other is to make opioid addiction a qualifying condition. And I testified in favor of both of them there. The flour bill is very important because it might reduce the price of cannabis in Minnesota. The growers are telling me it should halve the price because all this money goes for processing and, to make these pharmaceutical pills and stuff like that, which are great. Mm-hmm. But some people, for example, want to make their own medicine, and flour will go a long way towards that, and it's going to be a lot cheaper. So that's good. And this actually passed unanimously in the committee, so that's great news. So now we're waiting for it to be passed in the Senate. And the other one was to make opioid addiction a qualifying condition, also was passed by the committee. Now that bill also makes really good sense, because the opioid overdose epidemic is getting worse. Again, this year there's more deaths. 88,000 people apparently died of opioid overdose.
Oh, God.
And it's horrible. And we've been very successful in getting people to get off of opioids with cannabis. And cannabis is way safer. It doesn't kill anybody.
That's great.
Just recently I had this follow-up with a 64-year-old woman. I certified for chronic pain a year ago. She's doing great. The pain is much improved. Now, listen to this. She's off of fentanyl, Buspar, and Xanax. So, and she says, my husband is amazed how much my temperament is improved. Well, we've heard that many times. Fentanyl, by the way, is the most potent opioid and the one responsible for most of the overdose deaths out there. The drug criminals mix it into heroin, mm-hmm. and it's so potent that people don't know what they're taking, and that's what happens. And of course, the other two are she had for anxiety. And of course, anxiety is one other thing that responds very well to cannabis. So now she's much better with pain. Anxiety is way down, and her husband is really happy. Now, how much better can it get?
No, you're absolutely right. You know, Dr. Merman, one thing I got to tell you that I'm very happy about, because we've been talking about this on the show over the years, and certainly in Alaska, and I just brought up, a few months ago, I just don't understand why cannabis in Minnesota is three times the price of what it is in Florida. And then you educated me that we don't use flour in Minnesota. I just don't understand. Why do they do that? Because poor people need their help, too. And $660 a month is a lot, you know?
Yeah, this is the main reason few people can afford it.
Right.
I mean, it's just our clinic. I'll tell you what's happening. We have a pain clinic where there's a doctor who prescribes opioids. And she would love to give these people cannabis, but they can't afford it.
Right.
On my end, there's all these people coming in for cannabis certifications, and they can afford cannabis. And the stark difference between the groups, I tell you, it's most of the people that I see are white, and most of the people that she sees are black.
Right.
Now,
yep.
This is like, as as bad as it gets in medicine.
Yep. Okay?
And you know, I've tried to convert some of them, but they can't afford cannabis. So we need to bring the prices down.
Yeah, it's so much. And look, you know, whatever reason we need, if it's this, it's all always about politics. Serve the people. Would you help poor people? They always talk about how we're going to help people who really need our help. And then they're the last ones that you help. I don't get it.
Yeah, yeah. We need, I mean, ideally, we need cannabis covered by insurances.
Right.
But that's a federal issue. So, I mean, hopefully people are working on that up there in Washington. The other thing that's happening right now, actually, the anxiety issue. I mean, we've tried mm-hmm. to get anxiety approved as a qualifying condition for years. It's been rejected many times from petitions. But thank you, everybody. People have actually called and sent notes to the Commissioner of Health. And she's actually decided to do something about it more this year. So she convened this work group where we're discussing possibly adding cannabis or anxiety as a qualifying condition for medical cannabis. So it's great.
Right.
I mean, not everybody on the group are on board with this, but we have to work around and convince people. And so that's what we're trying to do. I mean, we have a couple of addiction psychiatrists in the group. I'm on the group as well, so obviously I'm in favor of it.
Mm-hmm.
I've been sold on it for a long time, and I'll tell something in a second. But there's a couple of these psychiatrists. They're saying, well, cannabis causes anxiety in people because they are seeing it. People smoke weed out there, and some of them get very anxious. I've seen that actually a few times.
Mm-hmm.
They're totally missing the point. The point is that this is medical stuff that we are trying to promote, and that the pharmacists who manage these cases actually figure out the right medicine for the person. And I hardly ever see anxiety increase. Like, I've certified like 3,000 people over 6 years, and maybe saw some anxiety as a side effect in single digits of them. You know, maybe under 10 people in that period of time. And most of the time, it gets way better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people relax and, they do a lot better. Like this guy I certified 2 years ago for sleep apnea. I just saw him for a follow-up last Friday. He says he's sleeping way better. And by the way, his anxiety is almost none.
Yeah, isn't that one? That's wonderful.
Yeah, it's great. Here's an interesting thing. I'm posting all these results on our results page. You can get to it from lifemedical.us, then go to medical marijuana, and then in the middle of the page, there's a link to the results. So in there, if you just take a look how many times anxiety is mentioned, and I just learned this interesting trick recently. You do a control F on your keyboard, and it gives you a window. You type in anxiety, and all the cases that have anxiety listed will pop up. I love this. There's a lot of them, so you can take a look. And while there, do the same for sleep. I mean, you know yourself, sleep.
Oh, yeah.
Insomnia is like, it should be a qualifying condition, not yet. So I'm hearing people say, well, my pain is better and I'm sleeping a lot better. Or like, I don't have any more diarrhea and I'm sleeping a lot better, and this kind of stuff. And you can just read it all on that page. Just put in sleep in search box, like I said. Control F, put in sleep. Great thing.
It is indeed.
I'll tell you. Yeah. I'll tell you one interesting, my favorite report from last week. I'm going to read this. So this is from a mother, the mother of my 6-year-old autistic patient, a wonderful girl. She's improving quite a bit, communicating more, sleeps way better. She's much more manageable at home. Now, the mom sends me this email. So yesterday, something set her off as she was in the middle of her meltdown. She cried, "I need my medicine." I gave it to her, and 10 minutes later, she was back to normal. So the kid knows what she needs. She's,
right.
I mean, she's on cannabis. So it's just a lot of fun doing this. You know, seeing all these people getting better.
Well, it helped me immensely. I know I came to see you, what now, 2-3 years ago, something like that.
Yeah, I think so.
And it's so much better. A question I have for you about that, you know, it causes people anxiety. Is there a difference between sativa and indica in some people? Do they react to one differently than the other?
You know what? That's what people say sometimes, but I spoke with the growers, and they're telling me that's not the issue. The issue is the CBD to THC ratio.
Okay.
A lot of these, like street weed, will have a lot of THC because that's what people want, is to go high.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not what my patients want. And so if you put in a lot of THC, that can make a lot of people anxious. That's not what we're trying to do. You know, this is medicine. It's not like, you know, these pharmacists are not like these drug dealers that are, selling God knows what out there.
Right, right. Much safer. All right, Dr. Merriman, one of these days I'm going to have to come over and see you. I haven't seen you in a while. And so just be ready when I walk through the door, pal.
Hey, just make sure that I'm there. I like working from home nowadays.
Oh, that's what I hear. Big shot.
Hey, big like shot. COVID thing, you know, I'm sitting at home outside and working.
God. All right, sir. Thanks for your time today, Dr. Merriman.
All the best, everybody. See ya.
Great talking. Bye. Yeah, he's the guy who educated me on, because I just didn't understand why in Minnesota. I brought this up last year and really didn't talk to anybody about it, but it's because of flour. Flour is a lot cheaper to process, and therefore, let's get it out there because a lot of people cannot afford THC the way it is right now. They can't afford cannabis because it's about 3 times more expensive than flour. Now, he just said it was going to be twice as expensive. But this is Minnesota, so there are probably some taxes involved there.
Right.
That's probably what that is. Well, there's got to be the state tax. Did you not remember that? But, yeah, I highly recommend it. It's the best thing I've ever taken to sleep. It works really well. But we need it. You got to make it available to people who can't afford the other stuff. That's all there is to it.